is Neapolitan ice cream three flavors, one flavor? Did someone ask that?
I'll ask that to Mariah real quick.
Hey, bub.
I'm not answering any of your fucking questions.
You're listening to the number one old school RuneScape podcast.
Welcome to Old School RuneScape Weekly. Today is 17 July 2019. I am your host, Nick, and joining me today is Carl.
Hey.
And Joe.
Choo choo, motherfuckers!
I guess we should. Oh yeah, your train does come by sometimes, yeah. But hopefully it doesn't come by during the show.
If it does, it's going to be included.
It's going to be a special add-in. Yeah.
Sneak preview.
So for this week, we'll start with this week in review. We'll just completely ignore the fact that I've been gone for a month and a half. And
Wait, you were gone for a month and a half?
No, I wasn't gone.
Alright, sweet.
We'll start with you, Carl. What have you accomplished this week?
Well, I don't think it was this week, but recently I got 99 rooting. I talked about that in the last podcast, so I don't really need to talk about it too much.
But
I got 99 runecrafting, and I got 90 mining. That's pretty much what I've done this week.
Wait, did you say 99 mining?
90 mining.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, god damn.
Is that your next one that you're going for?
No, so right now my goal is to get base 90s in every skill. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I haven't decided what I want to get my next 99 in.
You should just go for base 92. So you're at like the halfway.
Oh, so I'm halfway in everything. That's genius. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
You should just get the level.
you should go for a base 99, Carl.
Quit school.
Base 99s? All right. I got you. Thanks for the tips, guys.
What's your next goal for your next 90 or 92 or whatever you want to do?
So right now I'm doing smithing. About 20k to 89. And then after I get 90 smithing, I'll probably go do, I don't know, something dumb like agility or woodcutting.
Dumb. Yeah, think about it. My two favorite skills, stupid.
Yep.
Thanks for that,
buddy. Do you have 99 fletching?
No, I have 90. I have 90 fletching. I'm going to do that one because it's
easy. You should do that one next. It's super easy.
Actually, I'm going to do fire making last because you get better supplies at Wintertod the higher your stats are. Fact.
Oh,
imagine making like 30 mil.
Yep. So like fire making's gonna be my last 99. Fletching might be. Who knows? I just want to save the relatively easy ones for later.
I guess we'll move on to Joe. What do you got planned?
Just typical idiot shit that I've been doing. I did my. I kind of quit playing my hardcore because I was afraid of dying because I'm bad. So I moved back to the main, and I guess my goal on the main is just to do some Slayer and get my construction up, and then move into some PVM and get good at PVM so I can do PVM on the hardcore Iron Man without dying.
Boss with the boys.
That's pretty much that. I've been working. I think I'm getting a second job soon, so that should be fun.
Oh, for your hardcore, you should like kind of want to die because you could have like a really cool YouTube clip where you're like screaming,
kill myself, huh?
And you punch a hole in a wall. You would get so many views.
I could punch a hole in my wife.
What? What?
Huh?
Huh?
But do you have any other like big goals, aspirations in the game?
I want to get 90 Slayer before I go on my cruise in at the end of August, but I doubt that's good. That's about it.
Are you?
Not even.
No.
I'm at 78 Slayer right
Wait,
now.
Wait, so you're odd? No, that's not. That's even.
What?
78 is even.
Actually, I want 91 Slayer so I could kill Cerberus. But that's
Cerberus the pupper.
Yep, Cerby Derby.
Yep, Cerby Derby.
But yeah, and then after that, my goal is to just like before, not get burnt out and just try to continue. What about you, Nicholas?
Yeah, Nick, what did you do last week?
I haven't done anything in RuneScape because I've been gone, and I got back last night.
Well, so what do you want to do?
How's your transition going,
What?
Should we tell everybody that you've been taking hormones? You've been out of the country. You went to Mexico so you could
get
cheaper third. Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
It's cheaper down there, I've heard.
No, my big goal is to get my quest cape. I think I'm like 40 quests away, or not 40 quests, sorry, 20 quests away.
Dang, that's pretty close.
Yeah, what's funny is there's only one quest that I don't have all the requirements for, like, skill-wise, and that's Monkey Madness 2, which is, I believe, would be my last one.
Yep.
And it's Slayer, because Slayer's my lowest skill.
Imagine that shit.
I have to actually train skill. It now.
Yeah.
Jesus. No, just AFK something, and then just use lamps.
Just
what I actually
just level it with Tears of Guthix every week.
Just powering through it, and because Slayer can kind of be AFK. I guess it depends what assignment you get.
I mean, a lot. If you're able to fight something that you don't have to actually like pray against and stuff, it's definitely 100%.
Yeah, I was fighting those. I forget what they're called. The Sucks or whatever.
The Suckas. The Suckas.
Yeah, Suckas. Yeah, those.
Love those things.
Those were the last test that I had. I had to kill like 100 something of them. It took forever.
They're good XP though.
Yeah, no, it was good XP, and it was pretty AFKable because they have such high HP.
Yeah.
So I'd kill one and then eat some food and then move on.
Yeah, that's usually what you do. Yep, that's pretty much.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
Some of them you pray, or some of them you don't even have to eat.
I just kill them and I eat a little bit of food and I kill another one.
Like the cave with the green crab bitches. I can't believe I can't remember their name right now.
Oh wait,
it's one of the multi combat ones. It's like crazy fast XP.
Dagoneths? Are you talking about Dagoneth?
It's talking about green crabs.
It's in it's Alcarid. It's when you go outside Shanty Pass, go to the right.
Are you talking about cow fights?
Yes. Sorry.
You think they're crabs? What the
Scorpion,
fuck?
Scorpion, whatever
they're bugs.
The green crab thing.
Yeah, those exactly those little green crabs that don't even have claws.
Green crabs that aren't crabs.
Really? They don't have claws? I could have sworn they had claws.
No.
Maybe.
Stupid. You don't fucking know anything.
Well, they kind of have claws.
So you were doing cow fights.
Cow fights are really
fun
good
fact.
XP.
The lowest level cow fights can't poison you.
Wow, that was fun. I'm having so much fun. I'm having so much fun.
I figured you would. That's why I told you.
Questcape's my next big goal.
Hell yeah!
Nice. That was my first main goal.
I was going at a pace of like 5 quests a week. And so I should be done by the end of the month.
5 quests a week? Those are rookie numbers.
So who's your meth dealer?
Time. You're my meth dealer.
Oh, my bad. I forgot.
All right. We can move on into polls, news, and updates now. And starting with the small game improvements poll. So I think that we'll just start off with the actual post that was posted on the 9th, and then we can move into the results. And we'll skip the Bulwark, because I kind of want to bring it up when we bring up the Bulwark meme that was posted in Reddit.
Oh, snap.
So Granite Maul, the proposed changes, currently uses 50% of the special attack to deal a damage blow to player while in PvP. The proposed change is to make the current Maul use 60% of its special attack to keep it in line with other special attack weapons. And then they plan on adding a new item that can be attached to the Maul to the Bounty Hunter reward shop. For 10 million Bounty Hunter points, this attachment would added to the Granite Maul will give it the 50% special attack back. I think that's a really cool, really good idea.
I mean, what's the point? The only group of players that really affects are PvPers.
Well, yeah, it only affects PvPers, and I'm not a PvPer. But I think that's a good change because it kind of makes it so you actually have to work hard for that effect.
Working hard.
I think my thought is that a lot of PvPers already work hard on those accounts, though. Like,
That's true.
Already put in so much effort, and now it's taking something that they didn't even have to worry about and, like, putting it behind another wall. So,
yeah, but isn't it? It's only 70k. I feel like for such a good weapon, you know, you should put more time investment.
Wait, Granite Mauls are 70k?
No, they're like 50k.
Okay.
Well, something like that. I got one yesterday.
Oh, from your guards?
They're fairly cheap, is a point that I'm trying to make, versus, like, some of the other gear that I guess that they have to wear. But for the most part, yeah. A lot of PvPers can have, like, really cheap builds and just, like, fuck people up.
Yeah.
I think it's a good
change. Yep, that's how they usually. I mean, I guess it's not a bad change, but, you know, people, it's going to be pushed back again.
I mean,
oh, yeah,
it kind of adds
PvPers are
going to
hate it.
It adds more content if you think about it, though, because of the extra item that they add in with it.
And actually, it actually promotes PvPing because
yep.
you have to do Bounty Hunter in order to get the points. So that brings people to Bounty Hunter.
Yep.
So that makes it not dead. That's not bad.
That's what I'm saying. I think overall that's kind of a good change. If they put a lot of those really good items that don't have any kind of wall behind them, a wall that gets people playing a mini game, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Get wrecked, stupid idiot.
we'll skip Bulwark until we get down to the meme. And then the Avernic Defender repair costs and death drop. Avernic Defender currently drops 1 mil on PvP death, but it also costs 1 mil to repair at Purdue. Typically, broken objects act as a gold sink in PvP. However, this one does not. We plan to increase the repair cost to 1.25 million GP so that there's a cash sink but no decrease in value to the PKer.
That's fine. If you have an Avernic Defender,
if you're comfortable
one.
Enough to go PvPing with an Avernic Defender, then yeah.
That 250k is probably not a big deal to you at all.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
Good change.
Snare and Entangle on Free-to-Play Worlds. After adding Teleblock to Free-to-Play, the appetite to try out Free-to-Play PKing was apparent but lacked some key components such as preventing players from moving for longer durations. As a result, we plan to add Snare and Entangle to Free-to-Play to facilitate more effective Free-to-Play PKing.
That devalues my ultimate Iron Man only PKing account.
Damn, we should write that in the Jagex.
Yep.
You know, and if you expressed your displeasure with it, I'm sure they would not.
I think for the most part,
I'm sure they would care. Yeah,
it's always good to add.
Dude, just tweet Ash. I'm sure he'll give you a good idea.
He'll at least respond.
I'm just waiting for the whole game to become free to play, and then it's all microtransaction based.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can't
Dude,
wait till
you know
I can
I really want
floss. I can floss on these dead ass slayer mines.
I just want my Twitch snapback, you know what I'm saying?
I get that supreme baguette.
Yeah, that's when I stop playing the game.
Yeah,
the guy's got like I don't know. Fucking what's a iPhone game? It's stupid.
Candy Crush?
Flappy
yeah,
bird.
He's got a Candy Crush vape and a
Jesus
snapback.
Jesus. I would uninstall everything RuneScape related after that.
You know, there's actually partnerships in the game already because the Dagoneth Supreme. That's a Supreme partnership. No one thought about that. No one saw that shit coming, but it's in the game. It's here.
I don't own a single piece of Supreme clothing.
I don't either, nor do I ever want to.
I'm gonna buy that Supreme brick so I can smash my head in. Oh god.
We can move on into the poll questions. Don't go to the poll changes tab.
Just okay.
Open up the actual like poll results.
All right. Great.
Question one: should the smithing anvil interface be updated with quantity buttons similar to the gold crafting interface? And it was overwhelmingly yes with 87%.
Oh, nice.
I'm cool with that. I don't think that.
Yeah.
I'll really
wait, where the fuck is? I have no idea where this.
Where it's the second link results? Below. It's the second link below the small game improvements. CAB.
Oh, okay. I'm stupid. We broke the third wall. Fourth wall. I can't even know.
But I think that's a good change. I think anything that helps making the interface more user-friendly is generally like a good thing.
Yeah, dude. When are they going to add auto clicker into the...
Right after they add Twitch snapbacks.
Oof.
And Supreme bricks.
Some bricks. You build a house out of Supreme. That'd be fucking lit.
Taco Supreme.
Next question is, should the silver crafting interface, same thing as the smithing anvil, and then again, 87.8% said yes.
Dude, who voted no on that?
I feel like there's just neckbeards. I feel like there's just no bots.
I bet you...
Or it's like purists.
I bet you there are few, probably a percentage, but there's probably some people that go through polls and just randomly click yes, no. They don't even read it. I bet you there's at least one person like...
Large majority that do that. I'd say probably like 3% or something of people just put no for everything. They're just some purists.
A lot of people skip these questions too, which is weird.
Like, no, I don't want to answer that.
I skip questions.
Nah, this question's not for me.
So I skip questions when it's like, I don't really know what it means.
All right,
if it's
now,
PvP related or something that doesn't affect me at all.
Okay, well, look at this, though. If that's the case, then the first three questions should have the same amount of skip percentage. But the first one has less, the second one has more, and the third one...
Yeah.
They're all, like, the same question.
They're not completely related. Like, maybe some people use the smithing anvil, but they never silvercraft or whatever, you know? Or maybe...
Who's silvercrafts?
I don't know.
No, that's...
and then question three is the same thing with the lectern interface, and that one only got 83%, which is kind of weird.
Well, it's still past the 75% mark.
Oh, it's because a lot of people skip the question, probably because they don't know what a lectern is.
Yeah, what's a lectern?
Yeah, skip that.
Question four is, should we add a player-owned house advertisement board outside every player-owned house portal, as described in this blog? This board will display the name of the homeowner, their construction level, and a choice of what they are sharing the house for, i.e. Gilded Altar, Lectern, Portal Nexus. When a player looks at the board, they can then click the homeowner's name, and it will teleport them into the player's house.
That's actually the next level. Like
that's
that.
That's pretty good.
That's fucking... No, actually, that's I don't want that.
Yeah, no, I
it's
like
too good. I don't want it. It devalues my non-player own Iron Man.
It ruins the experience. As soon as I see the board, I'm taken out of the game. All of a sudden, it's no longer a fantasy adventure to me. It's
yeah,
a fucking
dude.
Video
no,
game.
No, it's an auction. You know, it's WoW.
Yeah,
dude, that's what it is.
Question five, should we allow players to create a new marble lectern that combines the ability to make tablets from both the mahogany eagle, the mahogany, and the mahogany lecterns? This will require 77 construction, one marble block, one magic stone, and one gold leaf to create. And again, 10%. So I'm assuming it is that like people that don't know what a lectern is.
Dude, what's a lectern?
It's that thing you put in the house that you can make teletubbies with.
It's like a stand that you speak behind when you're presenting to a class.
Yeah, dude.
But in this case, you're making tabs from it.
You're making a Xanax tab.
Oh, true.
Question six. should the oh wow this one's 55% so it didn't pass. Ooh. Should the KD ratio on PvP worlds be a separate counter to the one used in standard worlds within the wilderness? It will start at zero. The wilderness and PvP worlds would use this version of the counter too.
You know, it's funny we were talking about skipping questions because I'm 100% certain I skipped this question because I don't do PvP.
31% skipped the question. They yeah. should.
It's,
they,
it's good though to skip it if you don't right. know anything right. about it.
I think so.
Is skipping basically saying no? Because that means that this didn't pass.
It does seem like it's taking percent away. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of weird. It takes percent away.
They should change it so that
because skipping is like pretty much saying no.
It's a second way to say no.
That's kind of
now you
goofy.
Have two no's and one yes.
That's kind of fucked. They shouldn't do it that way.
Yeah, because like no that whatever. It should be just. It shouldn't even be in.
Basically, instead of skipping questions, you should just start saying yes.
Yo, yep. Is Jagex fucking retarded? Yo, what the fuck?
Same outcome too.
Maybe they alter it in the background. I don't know.
No, because like the if you look at the no percent and the yes percent, it doesn't add up to 100%.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like maybe they have their own like internal thing where they know like. I don't know. They should base it off of those.
They remove
two vote
the
numbers.
Bot votes.
That's fucking goofy. Yeah, yeah we got. I'm gonna tweet that. I'm gonna tweet that at Ash after the episode and be like, yo,
your
game's.
Why does saying skip? Why is skipping saying? No?
Why is skipping different than saying no? How is it different? It's not. It's the same thing.
On the quick subject of Twitter, I wonder if Mod Ronan actually listened to the podcast.
Does he?
Oh, you mean Mod? Wait, you mean Mod?
Yeah, Mod Matt.
Or yeah, sorry, Mod Matt K.
Mod K.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he did or not. And then I sent it to him, and then I told him to let me know what he thought. I don't know if he actually listened to it, but I'm sure I'll hit him up again sometime in the future after he forgets.
He probably heard the opener and was like, "Fuck these."
He's like these fucking children. Idiots. Why we're not listening?
These goddamn degenerates.
These goddamn 20-year-old.
You know what? If he actually does listen to the show, and he happens to be listening right now, I'd love for you to be a guest on the show.
Absolutely.
You know what? I did bring up too much of the Emily shit in the Mod Matt K.
Sorry, but he's funny
up.
Though.
No, it's
yeah,
it's
he's
mean.
Actually
it's
pretty
friendly
pretty
banter.
Cool he's actually pretty cool with it. Because cool. He's the one that fucking memes about it so much.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Should the KD ratio on Bounty Hunter worlds be a separate counter to the one used in standard worlds within the wilderness? It will start at zero. And again, a bunch
I
of people
skipped it,
skipped.
100%.
And we didn't get a real answer to it. And then the next one is, should the volcanic mine have a right-click quick start option on the entrance that takes the 30... I don't know how to pronounce that fee out of the inventory automatically without going through dialogue.
Numulite.
I don't know anything about the volcanic
Numulite.
Mine.
Yeah, I don't know anything about
it. I did volcanic mine a little bit, and I agree with this update.
Well, it passed.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I think I voted yes on that.
Of course you did, because you're maxed.
I'm not maxed. I'm not Max. I'm Carl.
Should we allow players to water their plants in the titty farm by left-clicking the plant
titty
rather
farm.
Than clicking titty the water
farm.
Can and then clicking the plant? I don't
yeah, know. The titty farm.
I thought about doing the titty farm, and then I looked it up and then decided not to and never did.
Yeah,
and that's
I don't
how
use
it happened.
It at all.
I think I voted yes on that, though, because it sounded good.
It does sound good, and it passed. A majority of these passed when people weren't skipping the question.
That's true, actually.
Should we update Beloga's blessing to be one titty point for 10 blessings? I don't know the context.
I don't know what that is. I don't even remember what I voted. 36%
of people skipped the question.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google this real quick. Beloga's blessing.
Beloga's blessing. It's probably some reward for titty.
Wait.
All right. Beloga's blessing is an item that can only be purchased from Farmer Grilkuller's Titty Farm Shop for 1 point per blessing. This blessing allows players to pick Zamorak's grapes instead of grapes from the vinery, consuming one blessing per grape picked. And I'm assuming those are used to make wines of Zamorak.
Ooh. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yep.
I would have been okay Zamorak with that.
Zamorak grapes cannot be consumed on their own. Instead, they are a cooking ingredient used in making wine of Zamorak at level 65 cooking. That's pretty cool.
Nice.
That was a... somewhat recent update. Oh no, they recently graphically updated it.
Huh. Yeah.
So wait, okay. What are we looking at?
Just what Beloga's
Titty Farm Rewards.
Oh, Baloney. Baloney Blessing.
Baloney Blessing. That's what I almost said. I almost said Baloney Blessing.
Baloney's Blessing.
Balogna.
I mean, it's almost spelled the same.
The Chaos Elemental respawn timer from 2.5 minutes to 1 minute. And very, very close. 73%, and a bunch of people skipped the question.
You know, I'm surprised because I didn't think that many people even did that boss. I voted yes because it seemed like a boss that wasn't, you know, that
you
popular.
Know what? I actually think that is a good idea for skip question to count as no, because maybe they word the question very weird, and so you're like, I don't want to say no. So you just skip the question, and if Jagex sees that, like, oh, 36% of people skip the question, there's probably a lot of people in there that might say yes if they word the question differently, you know, by putting the context of it in there. So
yeah, but how do you word, should we reduce the Chaos Elemental respawn timer 2.5 minutes to 1 minute differently?
Maybe they don't know what respawn.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's breaking immersion.
What I mean is, like, you know, put in there what the Chaos Elemental is so that people can understand what it is.
The Chaos Elemental is a deep wilderness boss that can drop a dragon.
Is the wiki a foreign concept to a lot of people? I feel like
a lot of people don't know that's
a resource there.
There's a lot of people that just vote really quickly, me included.
Yeah.
You know, you're going through and you're like,
that's fair.
I don't know what this is. Skip question.
But at the same time, you wonder if there are people out there that just don't know that the wiki exists.
Well, I mean, you got to, they've been on it. If they have a question in RuneScape, 9 times out of 10, you're going to Google that shit and you're going to come up with one of the wikis.
You'd think that, but there are probably some people that just don't.
If I have a question about RuneScape, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to jerk off till I figure it out.
that's usually what most people do.
That's a surefire way to reach the answer.
You're going to get
Runeades.
Question 12. Should we allow any weapons with a slash bonus to have the ability to slash webs with a success chance dependent on the weapon slash bonus?
Yeah.
Can you imagine having a scythe and not being able to slash web?
You could.
And you know what's funny? You'll have a chance of it failing.
I actually didn't know
that's
that.
That's how a mechanic works.
Slash web, but like all slash weapons can't cut webs. Okay.
Well. It's like a knife and sword, I think.
Yeah, the only... scimitar you can, like a dragon simi. I think you can with a whip. Yeah.
Stupid.
Wait, with a whip?
Yeah, I think you can with a whip.
Does a whip have... Wait.
Yeah, whip has a slash attack.
Oh, it does.
Or a slash bonus. I think it's only slash.
I thought that it had like its own term that wasn't slash.
No. Hold on. Maybe.
Whip.
I like how we're all looking this up. We all went in there.
This will whip. Flick, that's what it is. But it counts as a slash. So I don't
know. Yeah. It's just a different term.
Yeah, that should do it, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you look at the stats of the weapon, it only has slash. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, that'll count. That's kind of weird. Now I'll see people whipping the web.
Whipping that web.
Whip it. Now watch me whip.
No, stop.
Should players be able to have multiple copies of the locator orb by speaking to Ana?
What even is that?
That's a clue thing.
Is that for beginner clues?
That's what it is.
That's for like the hot and cold clues, I think.
Is that for beginner though?
I hate those clues. I did one. Yeah, I think it's beginner because the only time I've ever gotten it was a beginner clue. Fuck that. Cause I've done one beginner clue. And
well, I know they have hot and
cold. It was so goddamn annoying.
They have hot and cold for masters, but I don't remember getting it from Anna. It's you get it from someone else, I thought.
There's that one dude in the Barrack Library. Thing. But maybe you can get more from her after getting that one.
Hmm. Maybe.
Next one is, yeah. Should we move the shortcut across Shiloh Village River from an elite Karamja diary reward to a medium?
I voted yes on that because I never used it ever anyway. So why not reduce it?
Hell yeah, dude. Though.
What do you mean?
I don't know. If I worked really hard to do the elite diaries to get this, I'd be kind of a little upset.
Yeah, but I didn't even know that was a shortcut.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a shortcut either, but
yeah.
I don't know. I'd feel mad. Doing the elite diaries is a big deal. And if for whatever reason, I don't know why you would want this shortcut. I'm trying to add.
They would have to add something to the elite.
Yeah, you can't just take that's away, true. Man.
Yeah. Free triple gnats.
People wanted it 80%, so passed.
Yeah. 7% skipped it, though. Fans. They're like, nah, I don't know what a shortcut is.
Should we remove some of the restrictions on getting an
ecumenical?
Ecumenical key. This will remove the reduction and drop chance that scales based on the number of keys you own and remove the timer that stops you from acquiring another key too quickly. This is a Slayer question, right?
I voted yes on this because, and people that skipped it or said no, didn't think outside the box because if you look this way, if this passed, it would introduce more traffic to the Wilderness God Wars dungeon. Thus, introducing more PvP locations.
Yeah. A lot of people just don't even know what the ecumenical keys do.
True.
I actually don't. An
ecumenical key is dropped by, I think, any monster in the Wilderness God Wars dungeon. And what you use that for in the regular God Wars dungeon is an automatic entry into any of the God Wars dungeon rooms. Bosses, so you don't have to get kill count to enter the room. You just use the key on the door and you go in.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like that should have passed. I guess that's another sort of repull kind of thing. Or
that's. I mean, ecumenical keys are like only specific people have them, just because people don't mind going in and just getting kill count. But you usually have a key so you can go in and get your gear if you die, so it doesn't just
Yep, that's the main reason.
Well, the next one's pretty funny because I've never seen one this close. 74.9%.
Oh my god, I'd be so upset if I were that to pass.
Should we add ecumenical keys to
Aviancy?
Aviancy's drop table to be consistent with the other Wilderness God Wars dungeon creatures.
Now, so wait, is that talking about any aviancy?
No, Wilderness God Wars dungeon. So just specifically the aviancies that are in the Wilderness God Wars dungeon.
Oh, okay.
Because the only place that monsters drop ecumenical keys is in the Wilderness God Wars dungeon. Now, this doesn't really matter if it passes, because from experience, when I was trying to farm ecumenical keys, I was only killing imps because they were basically like one hits. Why would I fight something that might take 3 or 4 hits to kill when I could kill imps that, you know, you just one shot?
True.
So there's really no reason to have this update, in my opinion, but I can understand why they wanted it for consistency. They wanted it for consistency reasons, so it's understandable.
And then moving on to question 17, should we change the color of the clue casket locks to match the color of the clue scroll it came from?
I liked that. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It helps because now that those they stack,
it's you can save up a whole bunch.
Yeah. Oh, and it's easier to tell which one.
Wait, so do they stack in your bank too?
Yep.
Okay. Because for some reason, I thought they would work out like how the Winter Todd supply crates do, which would be really dumb.
They need to have those things stacked.
Yeah, they really do.
If the loot is determined whenever you open the crate anyway...
I can see why they don't stack, though. Because you can have a crate, but it doesn't... It keeps track of how many points you got for that crate. So you could have 10 rolls in one crate and only 3.
Well, then separate them by rolls and change the color of the crate.
True. Yeah.
Like, well, okay, then well, you kind of have a predetermined idea of what you're...
Yeah, then you know how many rolls you got before
you
actually get them. Because sometimes it's random. Because I know if you get, like, 750 points, you have an extra 50% chance to get a third roll.
Plus, it's probably one of those things that when you open the chest is when it's determined what you're getting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not the other way around.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's based on opening, not receiving.
Fucking dumb, stupid, dude. Who makes this fucking game? I can't believe that they people actually think that they're developers.
All right. Okay.
We can move into the last man standing and Song of the Elves.
Oh, snap.
So, anybody want to take away Last Man Standing? Joe, you've been doing that.
Joe, you're
Last
excited
Man
about
Standing.
It.
So, right now there's an open beta going on for Last Man Standing. From my understanding, it's supposed to be a game mode that they want to put in game, I think.
I think that's their intention, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like a mini game or something that they want to put in game. Pretty much, it's exactly what it sounds like. You spawn into like a small little arena, and you spawn with like certain gear, and you're able to go around and like loot chests and stuff and get better gear and basically try to be the last person standing. I don't think it's a bad mini game. I like it. They made a lot of changes to it from the last time they tried it. But I honestly, personally, I just like it because I can use it to practice PvP without actually losing any of my own money.
True.
So, that's so there if you guys want to try it.
Would you recommend new PvPers to try it out if they wanted to get good at PvP?
Maybe. Maybe just because there's really no risk in it. You log into an account or you log into a world. Yeah, you click on a guy, and then he puts you in a PvP match, and you have a bunch of gear and food and stuff.
You know what? This is actually a really good ad. I think this is cool.
Yeah.
So
I think it would be cool for it to be a minigame, too. That way you could test it like with your own gear and not like being maxed already, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, but, awesome, Nick. You didn't see... on this same thing. What is right below?
Oh yeah, I was so happy to talk about this. I'm actually really excited to talk about that in the Song of the Elves. I was actually on my phone and I was scrolling through the Reddit and that's when I saw this. But there's no more splashing around Lumbridge. They've made it so that if you're you don't get XP. So I'm cool with this change. I splash in Camelot, so I'm totally fine.
You don't tell people where you splash; they're gonna take your spot.
They're gonna block that off too. No, you know what's
fucking
killing me?
They're gonna go kill all the things you splash on.
What?
There was a post on Reddit like right after they made this change of some guy splashing in Lumbridge, but he was literally just right outside the boundary of it. there's like a cow that spawns.
Oh
like,
my god.
Yeah, there's like a cow that spawns on the walkway up to Varrock, and it was just outside the boundary, and he's standing in that little small square splashing. That shit was the funniest
champion.
Thing. You can't, hey, look, man, everyone finds a way.
Yeah.
You should make they should just make one small space, the only place that you can splash, and just have a bunch of rats there.
Jesus.
Oh, shit,
splash,
a rat.
Splashes Bay. Oh shit, all right. But that's funny though.
Yeah.
That's like the most like goofy ass, because if you look at that map, they blew out all of Lumbridge, all the swamp, and then they blew out all the way up and even that entire cow field up there. It's completely blew out. Like what the
Well, I'm totally okay with that. Honestly, I feel like they should throw in Alcarid and drain our village into that.
Honestly, they should just get rid of splashing. I mean, personally,
I don't think so. I mean, well, of not course just you I'm would, biased because so. I
yeah,
because
you like it.
But the other reason why they shouldn't get rid of it is like it's been in the game too long at this point. Like,
see, you would say that is a valid disadvantage. Not get rid of it, but look what they did with the Urania altar.
Oh yeah, I know, and that's why we were against them doing that with the Urania altar. It's
but they did their classic. What is it? No matter what the result is.
Yeah.
Whatever. However.
Well, that's kind of what this is. I don't think that this was pulled. I don't care.
No, it wasn't. This wasn't pulled.
But sometimes they just do that. I don't understand what their like logic is behind. You know what they choose.
So there, you know why though? Why they did this, right?
Because
so like imagine you're brand new to RuneScape, you've never played a game like this before, you log in and you see like 40 people in full melee armor shooting these rats that are running in circles and not killing them. That just looks fucking stupid. Like it's stupid when I walk past it. I can only imagine if there was a new person coming into the game.
I don't know about you, but if I saw that as a new player, I would be so fucking excited to play this game. Holy
God, dude, I'd be like, dude, look at this combat system.
It's so good. It's so advanced.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hey, maybe it introduces people to splashing right off the bat. They're like, what the fuck is this? This guy in full armor hitting a rat. What the fuck?
I mean, they're going to see it eventually anyway. Like when
Varrock,
they're going to see it right on the boundary.
Yeah. Fucking dumb, dude. I can't believe they would put that change. without even consulting me.
Yeah, without consulting Joe. Wow.
Moving on into Song of the Elves, the competition. Before I do that, it releases July 25th, so coming out pretty soon. Carl's gonna have a new quest to do.
Yeah, I'm not looking.
Cape.
I gotta re-obtain my quest cape.
Yeah, but I mean, we're all just gonna wait till Slayer Music does it.
I'm not doing the quest until Slayer Music puts out a guide. Just a heads up to everybody
just so
listening.
He gets viewed.
Well,
that would be another guy that would be great to have.
Then
on
it's
fucking god, that'd be so fun.
I would only want him. The main reason why I would want him is so that he could do like, "Hi and welcome to Old School RuneScape."
Hi that and welcome awesome. To Old School RuneScape Weekly. That shit would be fucking hilarious. We need to talk to him about it and maybe see if we can get him on
when
the next big quest
him.
Comes out. Oh, did you?
I DM'd him on Twitter and he didn't respond. He saw the message and didn't respond. I linked him to the podcast and everything, and he didn't respond.
He's he's not a humble YouTuber.
Yeah, I think he's a little too big for us.
Yeah, it's understandable.
So you gotta move your way up the ladder. Eventually, we'll get him. But I think that's.
I'm still
of
waiting for the
goal.
Day we get Nightmare or H.
That would be really big. But I thought about that. He's actually really into podcasts and stuff like that. We could talk about that when Mage Bit's on the show, but I remember Mage Bit saying that Nightmare IH really wanted to be on his show. So,
lol.
I don't think that he'd ever be on our show just because he doesn't play anymore or make YouTube videos or stream, but it'd be funny. It'd be cool.
Hell yeah.
Agreed.
Because I've seen videos of him like as an actual person, not like in character, and he's actually a pretty cool dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I doubt that.
A lot of people really fucking hate him.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but it's unfortunate people hate him.
That's funny.
And then,
all right.
Dude, it's not funny. It's sad.
Go to the login screen post the Reddit one, just so that we can talk about that. Which one did you guys vote for?
I voted for B.
Yeah, I think B is gonna win. What you know though. The worst one's C. That one's trash.
It looks like RS3.
Yep, it does. It does.
C looks like RS3.
It's not bad. I think the main thing that like makes me not like it is how the goblets look.
Yeah.
The goblets look really nice in the other three.
Not only that, it looks like a shitty game I would have played on the Nintendo 64.
What, RuneScape 3?
Yeah, it looks like if you put RuneScape 3 and you gave it to some Nintendo 64 dev team and you're like, hey, can you make this? And then that's what they made.
And that's what they made, yeah.
Yeah, for me it was between A and A. It was A and B. Yeah,
A and B were my two. But I went with D was also nice. It was just kind of plain.
The same old thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The same old background.
Yeah, you don't have the brick wall right behind.
Yeah.
It, with B, you've got some trees and stuff.
Some marijuana.
Okay.
He's gonna blurt it out, dude. Don't say that.
Work for me.
I got you.
Now we can move into the warding blog, which is really fucking huge, and we've kind of already talked about. So I want to gloss over it quickly because I think that this would also be kind of a cool topic to talk about with Magebit on, because he plays a version of RuneScape that has a ton of newly added skills in it.
Yeah. That's RS3.
Oh, did you guys talk about that on the last show? I don't think that you guys did talk about
what, wording
being on. No, Magebit.
Oh no, we did not.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I guess I should give people context to bringing up his name. So I've been talking to the guy who does the RuneScape Weekly podcast, which is an RS3 podcast that I've listened to for a very long time. And he actually agreed to come on the show as a guest. So right now we're looking on the 21st or the 27th. Probably will be the 27th that we have him on the show. So,
dude, first guest.
Yeah, first guest. And a good one. He's been running a podcast since I started listening to it in 2010. And at that point, it was already kind of a big podcast. So
yeah,
he's been running the biggest RuneScape podcast for quite a while. So.
Hell yeah.
He has something like thousands and thousands of episodes. And his episodes are fucking long. They're like 4 hours.
Jeez. I mean, we could do that, but, you know.
Oof.
Yeah.
I think most people would stop listening after like an hour and a half.
Well, a lot of people want us to make longer podcasts.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of people kind of join the Discord and tell us to make more and make them longer. Look, y'all, we're not that interesting. It's hard to talk that much.
That's the other thing that I as a guy who's listened to podcasts for a very long time, I always had that mentality. Like a lot of podcasts where I'd listen and their show would be like an hour, I'd be like, man, I wish there were more, you know, because an hour every week, like you can listen to that so quickly. But yeah. I think the other thing that people don't realize is like you run out of shit to say after like an hour and a half. Yeah, like we'd just be, I'd have to talk slower to make it 4 hours, and then, you know.
Today, guys, we're talk about wording.
Wording.
What's wording? Yeah, dude, that's. I could talk like that. I could talk in slow motion if you guys want. The rest of the podcast.
Please don't.
Hey, here, if you guys want to make the podcast longer in your playback device, if it lets you play it slower, just play it at half speed, and then the podcast is twice as long.
Yeah, and I probably sound dumber than I do.
Nah, that's not it.
I don't think that's actually possible.
But they should be pulling warding soon. Are you... What are your guys' thoughts on it?
Yes.
I don't want to go into like, the small bits of warding until
I like it. I think I'm going to say yes.
I think
from reading over it, I'm going to only because I understand a lot of people who are close to max or maxing don't want a new skill. But here's the thing: how mad would you be if you did hit max and then they added another skill that did pass anyway? Like, the thing is eventually we're going to run out of content. To do, you know, I mean, poor what's the fuck's his name, Lynx Titan. He's literally completed the game, and so now he's playing it again on an Iron Man account. Like,
that's funny. He's gonna have to fight for his position, I think.
Exactly, because that other guy's pretty close. He's like the other guy's like 2 months out from being completely maxed. I like it. I think there's a big gap between mage armors. Mage armor is hard to come by. It's hard to obtain a lot of the pieces of mage armor, and it's a lot more expensive than your melee and your range armor. So I feel like it definitely fits, and it they could put it in crafting since it's like cloth, you know. But when you think of mage armor, you want to almost think of it being like an enchanted kind of silk. That's not something you do with crafting. That's something you can do with warding. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of my thoughts on it. I think it fits, and I'm gonna enjoy it if they pass it.
I think the skill's okay. It's not my favorite one out of the three that they tried to add into the game. I like sailing, and then I forget what the other skill was called.
It was like artisan or something.
Yeah, that one.
It was like slayer, but for like crafting.
That skill. I thought that skill idea was really cool. But I will vote yes to warding just simply because I feel like a new skill should be and kind of needs to be added into the game.
I think they should go back and do, if this passes, they need to go back with sailing and do what they've done with this. Because every time that this fails a poll, they've gone back and revamped it and listened to what everyone said about it, and they've changed it, and more people are starting to like be like, it might be okay. So
true.
Maybe if this passes, they can go back with sailing and kind of revamp sailing as well to see if we can't get that to pass. Because
what if it doesn't pass?
What, this?
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to pass, move on. But if it doesn't, just try another one. Honestly, try repulling the other ones, like flesh out those ideas.
Do you think if this one doesn't pass, there will ever be a new skill in old school RuneScape?
I think
it's
so.
Possible. They just need to flesh out the ideas.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
And repull it. Like, if they do this and the pull fails, all right, your next step is figure out why it failed, fix those problems, and then repull it.
There's always going to be people who say no. Like the 07 purists who don't want any new skills, and they just, I don't know how to explain it. They just want the game to be the way that it was when they played it back in the day. And I understand that. And those people will always say no. But eventually, like, the game is going to, people are going to quit playing if there's fucking nothing new interesting. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not even a matter of nothing new is being added, because they're adding so much new stuff. The biggest controversy is just new skills, quote unquote. Because
they're adding like a lot of end game stuff, and a lot of people don't do end game stuff.
But if
a
you
lot
think
of people
about
just
it, though,
like grinding
new skills though change so much about the game, which is fine. I don't mind that, but that I could see from their perspective why they don't want it, because it just changes a lot.
Yeah,
or adds a lot. Rather.
You also got to also think is that it's an item sink so a lot of items that used to be worth a lot that dropped in price will start to be taken out of the game, and it's going to make other skills maybe even more profitable than they already are now. So in a way that's, it's kind of a mixture of Inventor from RS3 where you're disassembling an item, which I don't think
that's
necessarily
kind of OP,
bad.
Though.
What do you mean?
Never mind. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
It's going to take a long time to explain.
But what do you think, Carl? If me and Nick have said we were going to vote for it. If it gets pulled, what are you going to say?
So, I'm totally okay with it being in the game, but for some selfish reason of mine, I think I'm set on voting no, just because, like you said, how would someone that's near maxed or is already maxed feel with a new skill being added? You know, that's just all that extra time they have to play now in order to max.
Yeah, but 100. If you think of it from like this angle, I mean, I totally understand that. If I was close to maxing, I wouldn't want some new shit added. But think of, like, you know, once you max, you know, what's your next goal? for a lot of people, it'll be like make a new account.
Getting all the pets.
See, isn't just adding a new skill easier than adding, you know, trying to get all the pets?
Well, as a maxed player, though, it shouldn't even be hard for you to max out this next skill because you've already.
Yeah, but I won't. I don't think I'll be maxed by the time they release this.
I mean, you could be, but
it depends.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it depends when they actually.
They just need to add Slayer too, dude. Just
but
add
for
Slayer
the too. Yeah. I mean, so for that reason, though, I'm okay with it being brought into the game.
Here's a real question.
I'm keeping an open mind.
Okay, so basically your perspective is you think it's okay for the game, you think it fits, you just don't want it because...
Because I'm selfish. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. That's my reasoning, 100%.
But you see, there's probably a lot of people who feel that way as well.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think that it's like 25% of the player base. But...
No, it's probably not enough to make it fail, for sure. I think it'll pass.
But here's a question. Do you think that if they pulled Slayer 2, do you think it would pass?
It depends.
If they fucking called it Slayer 2, dude.
Probably not.
They're like, it's exactly Slayer. The same. It's just another XP bar.
Let's say, I don't know.
I don't know. A lot of people don't like Slayer 1.
Killer.
Killer.
It was called Killer.
Slaughterer.
Slaughterer. It's the same thing. It's the same exact thing, except just completely new Killer
Caves. Here's one. Here you go. They call it Slayer.
Slayer. And you slay the Slayers that are killing people at the Slayer.
So it's like PvP. It's like PKing, but in a skill.
It's PKing people that are minding their own business.
You know how
monsters.
Fucking yeah, you know how fucking mad people would be if that was a skill. If they added PKing in as like levels. Oh my.
Look, regardless of the outcome of the poll, we're adding in PKing as a skill.
Yeah, it's a new skill. We're gonna call it Slayer.
Slayer. Nice.
For $50 a month, you can go around the world and kill anybody you want.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. I would do it.
That's a good microtransaction.
I will say one thing about warding, though. The icon looks fucking amazing.
That's the other thing. I want a new cape in-game that has a new, fresh emote. Because I loved... Even though Divination was, like, your basic just gathering skill, I fucking love that skill for some reason. I love this cape. I love the emote.
It
love everything.
Fun to train.
I almost got 99 on it too.
Dude, why didn't you?
Because everyone quit.
Oh. That's valid.
That game anymore.
Yeah.
Guess we'll move on into forum and community submissions. And we'll start with the Even Pooh Knows the Right Way to Watch Netflix. And so, I don't know if you guys know that Winnie the Pooh meme where it's got like him in the tuxedo. Well, this is that same meme, except it's at the top, you know, he's got the bored face, Netflix and chill, and then the next one is Netflix and RuneScape.
Hell yeah. I mean, obviously that's the only way to
Netflix.
Yeah, that's the only way to Netflix and play RuneScape mostly.
Just remember, sex doesn't make you better at RuneScape, so I don't want anything to fucking do with
hell
it.
What do you guys typically watch while you're playing? I usually watch like YouTube videos.
I watch Twitch streams and Avatar the Last. That's about it.
That's a good
show. I haven't watched a Twitch stream. Like, actually, I went and watched a Twitch stream in probably like 3 years.
I'll say one thing about Twitch. It's gone downhill quite a bit since it started.
Yeah, I don't really like
Twitch. The audience, way they're trying to broadcast to different people is kind of toxic, in my opinion. Because it started off as a gaming platform, which is what I think it should be. But we're not going to talk about all that.
Yeah, I think whenever they did the, like, what is it? The live where people are going around with the camera and shit.
Oh, like IRL streaming, yeah.
Yeah, the IRL streaming.
Once that's kind of what
ruined
it.
I don't know. Most of that is super cringe to me.
Yep. That's how Ice Poseidon became a thing.
Yeah. So it got super popular.
Yeah.
The next one was the rank 10 Iron Man was permanently banned.
Hell yeah. Fucking idiot.
Do you think he was actually botting?
Yeah, 100%. Because he even said it was his first. It was not his first offense. It was his... I think this was like his second offense, but he thought it was only his first offense because his actual first offense had expired.
Okay. From what I got from like reading his tweets is I thought that he was saying like his first offense didn't like actually happen. Like they overturned it.
He got banned for like a month or something, or because his last one. I don't know. I'm not sure, but how can you be that stupid to bot on a rank 10?
I don't know. Like, ask him.
Come on, man. Like you're a high profile account. You don't think they got their fucking eyes on you? Come on, man. Think about it.
All right, here we go. In his defense, I guess he has like this idea that as soon as the offense expired, he could just start botting again.
Why?
Really? Is that what he said?
No, I mean that's what you can kind of infer from like his actions.
So it said, yeah. What the fuck?
That's crazy.
Stupid idiot, dude.
So here's what Modweed said about it. It was for the macroing that you did over the weekend, but I don't think it was your first offense. I don't know. I mean, I feel kind of sad for the guy. Like, let's assume that he actually was the only botting he did from here, and his first offense was that 5 hours of... I think it was like mining is what he said that he was doing or something, or Modweed said that he was mining. So let's say that he modded for 5 hours. Or not modded, sorry, botted for 5 hours mining, and then he loses like, you know, being the 10th best Iron Man. I don't know.
I don't feel bad for him only because like if you're already the 10th rank 10 Iron Man, why would you bot at all?
Yep.
Like, you are a, like I said, you are a high profile account.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you bot at all? Like, I understand you make an Iron Man and you're botting the whole time. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you're botting nonstop.
You don't play for 2 years and then decide you want to start botting. That makes sense.
And it may have been his first offense as in getting caught. You know, but who knows how many times he actually botted? Because like Carson, you don't play for 2 years, get rank 10, and then just randomly one weekend be like, I'm gonna bot mining. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That he's probably botted several times, but he's probably smart about it. And this last time, he probably just wasn't smart about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess it is. It's likely that he was botting before this. I don't know. Just sucks to lose like that much progress if. You know, in the alternate world where he only bought it for 5 hours, where maybe that actually happened. Because, like, that's the only proof that we have, or that at least Jagex has.
Yeah.
Or at least they've given us that he's actually done.
Stupid dummy.
I think it would be better for him to be, like, banned for a year or something like that. That's a lot of progress to lose.
Well, you play stupid games with stupid prize.
True.
At the same time, like, why the fuck would you bot?
It's my first offense, though, so it's okay.
That's actually how you beat the game.
Yep, you get maxed, and then you get banned permanently.
They should have a scoreboard for how long you've been botting until you got caught.
Oh, hey, Joe.
Hey, idiot. Oh, I mean, hey, Carl.
Same thing.
Moving on into the next one, PvP suggestion. Allow us to tag our turf in the wilderness.
Hell yeah.
And what? It's got the Grand Theft Auto character spray painting.
You know, they might as well just add in Grand Theft Auto character and Twitch snapbacks.
God damn, this bond's expensive. Zhao, or Joe, however you say your name, you better fucking use this bond. I swear.
You better get 99 fire making at Winter Todd with that.
Getting them the bond ready.
Well, I almost
cool. actually. I'm glad it went to Zhao. He's cool. Shout out to Zhao in the Discord.
I almost accidentally used it, so he.
Well, good thing he didn't, because you would have had to buy another.
Nah, he would just been out of bond.
I'm pretty sure he's. Hold on one second. Yeah, him and I talked.
Yeah?
About. No, never mind. It was somebody else.
Oh.
Serv and I talked about possibly doing a monthly bond giveaway or something like that. I was like, that's actually a pretty cool idea. I might do that.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, dude. If you got fucking 5 mil on hand, that was half my cash deck. RIP 83.
Oh, I would just buy it.
Oh, with real. Oh, yeah. Well, not all of us have them.
Joe, let me pay for that bond.
I already bought it.
No, I'll just give you the coins. I'll give you 5 mil.
What do you think?
I got you, buddy.
The guy actually said that he would even provide the first bond to do it. To do like the
really?
Yeah. So. I don't think that I need him to do that.
How much are bonds? Like $6?
Yeah, I'll pay $6 if it means getting more people in the Discord and listening to the show.
Yep. Gets more people to play RuneScape, so Jagex really should be paying us to promote their game.
They should be paying me a bond.
Yep. They really should. They should be paying me a bond.
So when are we going to start getting our Dollar Shave Club sponsored?
Oh, I don't want to do any of that shit.
But you know, it's funny you bring that up because it's not a dollar anymore.
We're very close to hitting our bandwidth. I'm already going to have basically, nothing that we do at this point will make this show profitable until we add like 5,000 people listening to it. Then maybe it'd be profitable.
We're not in it for the money, Nicholas.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I mean, fuck, I pay the server costs.
Well, you also have $1 billion.
True. Here's a question, though. How do we determine who gets the bond every month if we were to do that?
So I was actually going to use your spreadsheet for that. Oh. That's actually perfect for it. And then we just do like a random number generator. And then it picks the person based on the number in the spreadsheet.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah. Rigged.
And then we can also highlight people's names as like this person's already received one. So that way we don't have like, you know, somebody receiving it twice.
We can figure it out.
I wanted to do this, but I was like, it was when we had like 10 people in the Discord. And it's like, well, I kind of don't want to do it when there's only 10 people in the Discord, but now we're almost at 100, so.
Yeah, 100 is a good time to do it.
Yep.
Good stuff, fellas.
Good stuff.
But moving onto the tagging the turf in the wilderness, essentially it's a meme post showing a Grand Theft Auto character spray painting a spot in the wilderness. I think this is near Bandits. And, yeah, I think that would just be used by Rot, and that's it.
Yep, that's a Rot exclusive update.
Jesters.
that devalues my no graffiti Iron Man.
When did Jagex add this? Is another Reddit post, and basically somebody photoshopped a new item called Jar of Bathwater.
Jar of ash bathwater. Who would buy that? I would.
You know what's funny? I'm pretty sure it was someone like went to the hospital for drinking bathwater they bought online. I'm like 90% certain it was a meme though.
I think I was reading some 4chan post where a guy was he took the bathwater to a petri dish. It was like trying to get like a cotton swab of Bella Delphine's DNA so that he could get her like get her DNA checked through that like ancestry thing or whatever.
Oh my fucking god.
And figure out like her genetic makeup.
That's fucking weird.
I was like, holy shit. That's crazy. It's crazy, whatever. Then when you think nerfing, the next post is, when you think nerfing a 6 mil shield makes sense, but nerfing a 30k maul is unfair. And just shows...
just a bunch of brainless.
A bunch of six heads, you know what I'm saying?
I love the combat bracelet. The one
he's wearing it like a tribal tattoo.
In the mist.
The prayer pot on his feet.
If you actually look really closely, you can see the penis in the pot.
Jesus.
In the vial.
You know, the funny thing is like, when you look at this, somebody took time out of their day and made this.
It's hilarious, though.
But top comment is, I like how these brainlets become more and more deformed as the pot, as these posts are made.
You know what I'm gonna do? For anybody that wants to see this hilarious picture, I'll put it in the Discord. I'll link the post
in the memes channel.
In the memes channel of the Discord. Yeah, you have to see that picture. It's the one guy's head is a banana, and he's wearing the coin.
I didn't even notice.
This looks like a meme you would make. Honestly, this reminds me of that time we were arguing about what's the better part of an Oreo, and then you started making memes like this about our friend.
It's because the best part of an Oreo is the cream. There's no question about that.
All right,
what's the best part of the Oreo?
The part where you dip it in milk and it gets all soggy.
No, the cookie or the cream, which one's the better part?
They both suck individually. You have to have them.
if you
he's not sweet. Wrong. Oreos are very
obviously. I want them both together, but which one's the better part?
Probably the cookie.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Joe,
why the fuck
best.
Do I want some mushy totally ass sweet cream? Fuck that shit. Because
the cream's fucking amazing. Do you have the
You might as well
you
get diabetes.
Or regular?
It doesn't matter. I don't need Oreos.
You just talked about how the best part was dipping it in milk.
Yeah, that was when I was a fat bastard. I'm on a diet right now. I haven't had Oreos in like.
The best part of the Oreo is the cream.
The best part of the Oreo is not eating Oreo.
Vote, give your answer in the Discord.
Yeah. Oreos are not Oreos.
They should do an inside out Oreo. The cookies are the outside.
That's genius! Oh my god! I would actually buy that for the meme.
You guys are fucking retarded, dude.
That would be hilarious, though.
Alright. Gotta get through the rest of this quick. We got some nice shit posts here.
Yeah.
From the RuneScape forums. this guy's post is CM Nick.
Oh.
And his thing is, you can't report players unless they speak. All I can do is report the level 3 the guy created to recruit. I don't know what he means.
What does that mean?
So basically, he's saying that the guy never spoke, so he couldn't report him. So he came to the forums to like put his name out there to try to report.
But see, CM Nick is the mod. Like, he was trying to get the mod, the community moderator, to respond to him. And so the community moderator comes in and is like, I've stated before, the forums aren't the place for this sort of thing. All you can do is report players to the best of your ability that you believe to be breaking rules. But you can report players without them talking to the chat now. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, what the fuck? How long was this made? Today? This guy's fucking...
No, this
even check?
Was it today? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was today.
Yeah, it was today. Wow.
Yeah,
he's, what a stupid dumb.
All right. Next shit post is this game microtransaction? Since I use Blast Furnace to pay for memberships and membership costs real money, then Blast Furnace equals real money. And since I use Blast Furnace to pay for prayer, does this game is microtransaction?
Does this game is microtransaction?
Yes.
Obviously it is. Stupid.
I mean, he's not wrong, but...
I guess the game kind of already is, just with Bond's microtransaction base. To an extent. I don't know. It depends on your way of thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, Bonds are MTX, but it's a different kind of end.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's different
MTX.
You can
MTX. Buy a decent amount of gold. It's super expensive.
See, I like Bonds because now I can play the game without paying real money.
Hell yeah. I think I disconnected.
Would you say you disconnected?
Yeah, you went out. Okay, you're back. Remember that second episode where Carl was cutting in and out? It was hilarious.
No,
we thought he was dead.
When was this?
I think I'm pretty sure it was the second episode. It might have been the first episode.
Was this the one that was like 4 years ago?
This is the one where you were like, my computer is having a hernia.
Oh, and then my mic was stuttering.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Yeah, I just gonna go back and listen to this.
Wait, verifying my account? Wait.
I thought that was hilarious. So, you know the code that you get when you're verifying your account? This guy went into the forums, made a new forum post, and then made the subject, verifying my account, !, and then typed the code in his post.
Dude, this guy's a genius.
Big brain.
I wonder if it verified it by putting it there.
I'm pretty sure this is a PMod, or is this an actual mod? Oh, this is an actual mod.
Oh, Kathy?
Yeah.
It's a forum
mod. She's a forum mod.
Oh, yeah, forum mod is green.
Okay. Hi there, and welcome to the forums. This thread is where you want to post your verification code. Hope to see you engage in many discussions around here.
What?
This thread. It's another one.
Oh.
What is this? Oh, this is a Crystal Math Labs verification. That's what he was trying to do. Oh, makes a lot more sense. He's still a fucking degenerate, but...
Okay, that makes sense.
It makes a little bit more sense. It would have
been taking it out
hilarious.
Of context makes him look like a complete dumb.
Yeah, he's only
now
like
he's not
half
completely
retarded
dumb.
Now.
Yeah.
I didn't understand this post. Maybe you guys do. Where are the 2006 beggars? Never mind, please lock. What are the 2006 beggars?
What does that even mean? The next guy says, hopefully they're gone and never return. This would be highly unfeasible. Just work on fixing the current game instead, nub nub.
I think he's talking about people who want like the 2006 RuneScape. 2006 RuneScape instead of 2006.
Oh, instead of 2000, yeah.
Okay. But they're like, why do you care about... Because basically, I was thinking he was talking about like... you know, dancing for money plucks, like that's not really shit you see very often anymore. Well, that was something that was extremely often in 2006.
Yeah. Buying GF 10 GP.
Selling GF.
Wait. Dude, you can't sell people. That's rude.
We got...
That's racist.
We got two answers to the question that we asked last week, which was
the question I asked.
The question
Nick.
That Joe asked. I meant we as in the show, but Joe really wants to be.
No, Joe doesn't particulate himself with the show.
Joe's his own entity. It's old school RuneScape Weekly featuring Joe.
Wow.
Next one is first response is from Prison Shank, is what I'm assuming that it is. Prison Shank 07. I think so. No microtransaction. Oh, the question was, what keeps you motivated and interested to play RuneScape? And he said, no microtransactions, having to earn your levels and certain gear the good old-fashioned way, and the nostalgia. I think what keeps me playing, because I wasn't here last week, what keeps me playing the game is mostly the nostalgia and you guys. I don't think I think if you guys didn't play, I probably wouldn't play. So this podcast wouldn't exist if they didn't play the game.
I'm quitting.
I'm quitting and playing.
I'm quitting. Giving away bank. Trade me.
Next one was from MexiGhoul07. It said, I enjoy the multiplayer aspect of the game. For example, group raids or bossing, 99 parties, real parties, not just saying grats. As the one I had recently where I had 1 to 28 game in which I gave away about 12 mil of loot. Always competing with close friends over getting stats or untradables or total XP. For this reason, I doubt I'll ever do solo raids. Even soloing a boss is boring, even if I can do it. Having a group depending on you to be there is the most motivation I can have.
Nice. Yeah, that's fun. I like competing for XP and stuff like that. That's just fun.
I like beating everyone in XP.
Carl's favorite part about this game is being better than his friends at it.
It's only because I have nothing, literally nothing better. That's why I only play this game.
Why don't you just go drink something?
I'm drinking water right now, Joe.
And then for Discord questions, I posted in there. I think I'll do this from now on, just like, you know, an hour, a couple hours right before we're going to... right before we're going to record, just post in there like, hey, ask some questions and we'll read it on the show. Because this is kind of cool. You can go through these questions.
I agree. More content. I like this.
It's like free content. And I'm sure these people are happy that we'll read their question on the show and answer it. So yeah. I think that's a good thing that I'll keep doing. Ghoul Inc. Asked for us to please talk about Soul Wars, why it's gone. Is it meta? Is it meant for OSRS? And this is another thing that we're going to save for... I hate to push this guy's question off, but this is another one that we're going to save for when MageBit's here.
We didn't forget about you, Blue Link. Don't worry.
I think that's a good topic to talk about then. Because yeah. I think most of our knowledge on Soul Wars is pretty limited. And with him being a longtime RS3 player that's been playing for a long time and played Soul Wars way, way back, he can probably give us a better perspective on Soul Wars, and then we can tell him, and then we can get an idea of why it's not an OSRS, or why it's not doing well.
Yeah.
Or meant for. Yeah. And then Zhao and Lai asked, how would warding make runecrafting training harder? Carl, you got 99 runecrafting. Do you know how warding would make?
Well, yeah. It secretly in warding, when you train it, you lose runecrafting XP when you train ward. So that makes you have to.
What
get
if
it
that was? Head. That would be an awesome update.
It'd be just like the Kebo, or it'd be just like the Kebo's reps, where you had to lock them in. You have to max it first. Yeah. So actually, honestly, is that it's actually pronounced Joe or Joe? He wants it's yeah.
Joe.
He was saying that I have no idea how it would make RC harder. I guess we need to read a little more into the blog to figure that one out.
Basically, I think what we're all saying is we're stupid and we don't know the question.
We're big stupid.
We're not the right people to ask.
It's all right. It's all right. It's okay.
next one is from Meta Archer, who asks, how much longer do you foresee yourselves playing?
Maybe about another 20 minutes.
for me, probably forever.
Forever?
Probably
until you die?
Until the game's...
I don't think that I'll ever quit. I mean, once You know,
you like, always I'll take always... breaks, but you always come back.
Exactly. I'll, you know, as long as this show's going on, I don't think I'll ever take an extended break. You know, I don't think there'll ever be where a week where I don't play anymore, unless, you know, something.
Except for last month.
Yeah, except where I go on a trip and I can't physically play the game.
Yep. Except for the times where I'm in a coma and I can't actually speak.
I want them to put a laptop in my coffin with me so I can play when I'm...
But yeah,
I don't plan on
when you're sleeping.
Yeah, when I get I don't know what I can say.
Who's gonna pay the internet fees?
God. God. I'm going to play as long as I have something to do.
So forever.
I may have less time to play in the coming months, in the coming years, but I'll definitely still be.
As long you as always this make show... time. Is going on, I'll actively play the game.
Yep. Same.
And then if
so as long as so basically what Nick's saying is as long as you guys are listening, he's gonna pretty much.
Yep. Pretty much.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'll like actively play. And then I'll still, no matter what, always play the game. Just even if that's like logging in and doing some shit for a couple of days and then stopping. Should Nightmare Zone be nerfed or removed from the game? I mean, I think that it should have been nerfed or it should have never entered the game. But it's again one of those things that's like, it's in there.
It's too late to remove it.
Yeah, it's way too late.
I think it's pretty... It promotes laziness, but I don't think it should be removed.
Yeah.
Promotes laziness like people like me.
Yeah. Good job, Nick. Setting the example.
Yeah. But I would actually... I kind of wish it was never in the game.
Nice. Okay, the next question... do you see OSRS? Wait, what? Oh, do you see OSRS 5 years from now still being updated?
Yes, I do.
I hope so.
5 years from now?
Because
I think
look at it this way. So they came out with old school RuneScape Mobile, right? The next big thing is going to be RuneScape on the Switch, and then the game's going to blow up again.
It's gonna start being like Skyrim, where it's like on everything. It's like old school RuneScape for cut the wood, walk to lumber. Hell yeah! What do you think, Nick?
I think so. I think the game is going to start having like, it's obviously kind of already having money issues. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like they're trying to add in microtransactions, so somewhere. For some reason, the game's not making as much profit as somebody wants. So then it's like, so then what are they going to do to fix that problem? Are they going to fire people? Are they going to reduce the amount of content that we get so that people are getting higher profit? Are they going to add in microtransactions?
They're
going to
raise the monthly
of the outcome
price.
Of the poll? Are they going to raise the monthly price? Is that
$15 a month?
I feel like there's something going on in the background that's going to happen and possibly change things.
Yeah.
Especially with the new company buyout. It's a little scary. It's a little worrying. But if I was a betting man, I'd say, yeah, I think the game's going to be up 5 years from now and actively updated.
Yep. Same.
Oh, yeah.
And then I like this next one because I like little fun questions like this. What are your thoughts on warding? And then the next one was favorite drink while playing. We've kind of already answered.
I think we
kind of,
we kind of talked about wording a little.
But favorite drink while playing, Joe, go.
The blood of the children. water and monster. That's, you know, I like the drinky drink.
Hey, Joe, real quick. This guy got the agility pet at 63.
Can you go ahead and bring me a rope
and a chair that I built from construction?
Yes.
All right.
For me, probably the Monster Ultra. and or Diet Mountain Dew, you know, because you can't just drink a ton of White Monster, you'll have a heart attack.
Why's it gotta be white?
Is white really the best flavor? I think I like green the most.
Yeah,
the new green ones.
I haven't had the green one, but sounds good.
It's like a Jolly Rancher. It's really fucking good.
I don't know. The green one was too.
It was too green for me.
It was too sweet.
I really like tart things, and it was really tart.
Yeah.
What about you, Carl?
Probably a gin and tonic, because you know I'm an elite gamer.
I like sweat from my beard.
I like to piss in a bottle while I'm playing so I don't lose any XP, and then drink it so that I don't lose any XP trying to get water to drink.
So I like being self-sufficient, so I just play for a really long time and sweat, and then drain the sweat off my chair, and then drink.
And then drink your sweat.
Yeah. So I don't have to get up.
Ooh, favorite beer while playing, or alcoholic?
Favorite beer? Favorite beer.
Gin and tonic.
No, I hate gin and tonic. That was just a meme.
Yeah, I hate tonic.
Favorite beer, Blue Moon, hands down. Yeah.
I like Heineken with lime.
for context for people, we have this mutual friend, Joey, that was at my wedding. And we were super drunk. I think this was at the bachelor party. We were super drunk.
It was, yeah.
And we had lemons for our Corona. Or no, we had limes for our Corona.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, he cut up a lime and put it in his Heineken. And he was trying to like play off that it was completely normal the entire time.
my Heine Limey is what he called it.
Heine Limey.
That shit was funny as fuck.
Good times. Yep. So yeah, what's your favorite beer there, Nick? While gaming.
I don't know how to pronounce it. It's that beer that starts
Dos
with
Equis.
L. It's the really long named beer that starts with an L. It's like Linder, Heiner, or something. And
Leinenkugel.
Is that what
it is? German?
It's got the Native American on the outside of the box.
Oh no, this is a German.
Leinenkugel. Yeah, Leinenkugel's German.
Or Lemon Shandy, if you know that one.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
Lemon Shanty, like Shanty's Pass, like
no, sea shanty. Shandy.
Oh.
Like
Shandy.
Dick.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, Lemon Shandy. I like any of the Berliner Weisses.
Nice.
So, sour.
What about Hefeweizen?
Eh. Okay.
Yeah. Same.
But sour beers are my favorite, so lemon, peach ones.
I've tried a sour beer. That's definitely an acquired taste, my friend.
So actually, ever since we tried the sour beer at the restaurant, remember you had it and you let me try it? I've been looking for ones that were just as good.
Was this with me, or?
Yeah, it was. It was at the. Reception, I think. Or,
oh,
not reception. The,
yeah.
The rehearsal.
Yeah, I love that. I love sour beers.
There?
I want my beer to taste like you took a bunch of fruit and you left it out for way too fucking long, and then you squeezed it into a glass and carbonated it.
I can't remember. Was I there for that?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you were there.
Okay.
You're pretty wasted at it already. You came to it.
See,
wasted.
I still remember a good amount of that night, just not that apparently.
This was the
you don't remember going
dinner.
To the
it was the day after the bachelor party. It was where we went to that barbecue place.
The barbecue place in
and
Hampton.
And my dad bought everybody beer for it.
Oh,
my dad paid
yeah.
for everybody's beer. That was really nice of him.
Wait.
Yes.
I was gonna move into the after show.
Yeah, go ahead. You're good.
We got one iTunes review from Andrew Peloza, and he said, "Dopest dope I ever smoked." So
I concur.
Gave us a very nice, beautiful 5-star iTunes review, and so you too can have your name in iTunes.
Your dopest dope you ever smoked. Show.
And then we had 19 people join the Discord.
Snap.
This one's going to be fun. OSRS Terrence, Crimson Nova, Huggaford, Kirthy, Rufus Zeal, The Juice Man, Zane, Aussie PVMer, Hinky Tinky Poo, Bleached Bum, Mr. Mosley, Kleb, Mika de Merda, It's Coos, Il Loco, J Squared, Enum Thunder, Grubface, Love 2, Mind 4. So the 19 people that joined. And you know what's funny? You could just create a second account, give it some really fucking shitty name, and have me say that, and then you got a clip of me saying something stupid.
Yep.
Yeah, like Hanky Tanky Boo.
and then we don't have any YouTube comments. We don't really get very many YouTube views, but that's fine with me because the podcast and iTunes does well enough, and Spotify.
Yep.
And then.
But you should definitely go ahead, Nick.
Oh yeah, you should join the Discord. We have the link in the description. You can meme out and get a notification from us when the podcast has been uploaded. If you want to be heard on the show, leave us a 5-star iTunes review, or you can send us an email. We'll also read and respond to YouTube comments. So.
Or you could just not do any of that.
Or yeah, but you just not do any of that. There's a lot of people, based on the numbers that we get, there's a lot of people that just don't do anything. Which I was
listening is just
people.
As good.
Yeah, I don't think I ever joined any kind of community for podcasts that I've listened to in the past.
But here's the thing, we're different.
we're better
different
than all those.
And special. Yeah.
We're more artistic, you know?
We're more autistic.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's what that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
You guys got any final words? You got anything to say, Joe?
Welcome back, idiot.
Make sure you
don't
guys
say,
do your
don't
dailies.
Say the one thing that you
No, I'm
say.
Not. I'm not. Make sure you guys do your dailies on RuneScape. They're important.
Yeah, make sure you go get your fucking staves.
Make sure you guys get 99 runecrafting. It's just that easy.
Yeah, big, 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 big.